Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everyone to Sunday Morning Live Dharma. This is your host, Reverend Koyo Kobose here. I hope your weather, wherever you're calling from, is okay out here in California. Sun is shining. but as we like to say, the sun is always shining above the clouds. I'd like to start out with a talk story, a personal sharing. And this is about when we first moved into our new house in Skokie, Illinois, where we lived for almost 25 years before we relocated back to California. And when we first moved into the house, I was in the backyard. And our neighbor, they were an elderly couple, very nice people. She came out into her yard. There was a sort of chain link fence dividing our property. I don't know if that was symbolic. But she introduced herself and she said, "I understand you're a minister, you know, Buddhist minister." I said, "Yes." And then she proceeded to, you know, explained that she was a strong Christian and, you know, that United States was a Christian country. And I said, "Well, there's such a thing as freedom of religion or something like this." And so we talked for a little while and then she turned to go And she said, well, I just want to let you know, I just wanted to let you know where your neighbor stood. And she was walking away. And you know how sometimes after interaction with interpersonal interaction, you afterwards you might say, gee, I wish I had said this or had this come back. And well, this time something, I said something and I guess I did okay. As soon as she said that and she was walking away, I said, oh, that's great. I said, I'd rather live next to a good Christian than a bad Buddhist any day. That's what I said, and I don't know if it was because I said that or not, but we became very good neighbors. Over all those years, we watched out for each other, we did favors for each other, or when one of us went on vacation, it was great. And I think what this shows is that our karmic relationships, you know, karma means actions, what you do, actions. So our interactions together, helping each other, creating good effects from our causal behaviors and so forth, created a great karmic relationship. So one way to sort of humorously put it is, our karma ran over the dogma. And of course we never discussed religion. We didn't have to. What for? I'll talk more about that later. Well, today we're very privileged. We have a guest. He's going to give a Dharma glimpse. And he is Muyo Ken Swanson, who lives in Whitefish Bay, Wisconsin, which is near Milwaukee. He's a lay minister from our Bright Dawns class of last year. He's in the field of law enforcement. He says he has been retired several times, but still finds himself keep going. For today's Dharma glimpse, Muyo Sensei.
Good morning. It's a real privilege to talk to you this morning. And my Dharma glimpse kind of deals with Wisconsin and like Reverend Coyo said about, you know, where we live. I was looking out the window the other day and saw the blue heated water bowl, a bright island in the middle of the snow. We have approximately maybe eight inches of snow left on our lawn. Every day of the year, we put out fresh water in two areas for the birds and the wildlife. In the next few weeks, our ducks will be returning. Each year, they fly in around the Ides of March, around March 15th, and stay with us until mid-July. We have a small city lot, we can have as many as a dozen ducks gathering for corn and water. Twice a day, I have to clean the bowl and pour fresh water. I enjoy this chore. I'm looking forward to their arrival. Sometimes they'll fly in and see everything covered with snow, and they fly away and return a week or so later when they see their bowl and the cracked corn on the ground. I've always taken water for granted. Growing up on Lake Michigan, water was always near. My grandfather and my uncles used to cut ice in the river for winter and haul coal. I lived with an aunt on a spring-fed lake every summer and swam in the cold water of the lake. I was doing some reading and I came across what Dogen said about water. Water is neither strong nor weak, neither wet nor dry, neither moving nor still, neither cold nor hot, neither being or non-being, neither a delusion or an enlightenment. Solidified, it's harder than a diamond, and who could break it? When melted, it's softer than milk. Who could break it? This being so, how can we doubt the many virtues realized by water? Studying water reminds us of the study of ourself. We too can be flexible like water, adjusting to our environment. Water has no fixed characteristics. There is no one way to see it or describe it. I think that is just like we all are. I'd like to be more mindful of water in my life. I have a small bowl that I filled with water and I put it on a table by my Buddha in the front window. The level of the water in the bowl depends on my attention to it. If I don't refill it, it will go dry. If I fill it too much, it overflows. Isn't it just like our Dharma practice? If we neglect our practice, it dies. If we try too hard, we drown ourselves. In the great tradition of all the Buddhas, speaking to us in the realm of silence, water, and peace, may the true compassion in all our hearts awaken to spread goodwill towards all life everywhere. That's all I have for my talk today. I appreciate you listening. Thank you.
Thank you, Muyo Sensei. Well, my Dharma talk for today deals with, I guess you might call it about the sociology of religion. And I don't remember where I came across this this categorization, but it said there's two categories, two kinds or two types of religions. One type you could call theistic, and the other type can be called humanistic. Now, according to this classification, theistic religions, all the most important thing is the theology, the theism, the teachings, the dogma, the word, you know. Whereas religions that are more humanistic means that the most important thing is humans. The human being is the most important thing. Now, it has been pointed out that these two categories are not mutually exclusive, meaning that a religion is not just either or, and any religion has aspects of both. But the major characteristic, you can categorize religions into one camp or the other, depending upon the major way that they slant things of what's most important. Now, theistic religions, we could say that when they say that whenever there's a conflict, something happens in human life, people have some conflicts, they always say that, well, the dogma is the most important thing. You got to uphold the dogma, the words, the abstract ideas. We got to hold up this principle no matter what, even if people have to suffer. Maybe I'm overstating the case. The humanistic side said, well, the most important thing is, isn't it human beings? Isn't that what religion was formulated for, or evolved or developed? You know, to help human beings. This is concrete. This is a real individual. This is a person's life. We should never forget that that's what it's all about. And there's no problem unless there's some kind of conflict between these two characteristics of a religion or two religions. And I think Buddhism is in the humanistic category, and many other religions are in the theistic category, you know. And this is why when you're trying to have interfaith dialogue or talking to someone about religion or about Buddhism, they're coming from different framework or you know, backgrounds. So sometimes it's sort of clarifying to talk about the approach in general before you start talking about particular teachings and whatnot. Because, of course, the humanistic religion, such as Buddhism, does have their set of teachings, you see. And, of course, theistic religions, their teachings may be about love, you know, which is about loving human beings. And yet, in some traditions, when it's too dogmatic in terms of, this is the only way, the true way, or we have an obligation to proselytize and to convert out of compassion, you know, to help people on the right path and so forth. And so this is why people get sometimes turned off about religion. You say, oh, it's proselytizing and, you know, not respecting the individual and differences, individual differences. Well, I read a Buddhist teacher once said, giving advice to persons who are studying Buddhism, they were not Buddhists, but they're studying Buddhism, and his advice was, you know, Buddhism always gives, never takes away. If you start studying Buddhism and you feel sort of uneasy or threatened by studying Buddhism, then you better set it aside. Somehow you're misinterpreting it. You know, set it aside and come back later or something, because it never takes away. It always gives something. And this is why when I was a minister at the Buddhist Temple of Chicago, sometimes we'd have visitors during the weekdays. It might be some children's class coming, or it might be a seniors group. I found it helpful right at the beginning to explain about that Buddhism, you know, is not about converting people. And person is the most important. And so you as listeners don't have to just listen to me talking, because that, you know, I only have about 15-20 minutes with them. What's the biggest impact I could make? I tell myself. So I said, you know, it's okay for you to listen. And so I said, well, I'm going to learn something about Buddhism. I can compare and contrast with my own religion, and I could learn about another religion. And that educational approach is okay. But even more than that, I tell them, you should take this as an opportunity for the spiritual, deepen your own spirituality. Okay, whatever your religion or, you know, background is. Okay. So rather than seeing the Buddhist teachings as something of another religion or something that really doesn't have anything to do with your own spirituality, but you're learning about someone else's spirituality. No. Buddhism always gives. So you take what's the teachings, because they're universal teachings. They're about human beings. And see if it could deepen your own spirituality. then I'm really talking Buddhism. Not talking about Buddhism. See? So I said, in this case, if you listen carefully, deeply, and when I share the Buddhist teachings, if those teachings help you to become a better Christian, to become a better Jew, to become a better Muslim, to become a better atheist, our time has been well spent. See, I think this is one of the most valuable things that in our outreach or public education, you know, and in interfaith dialogue we can do. Thank you very much. That's all for today's broadcast. And join me as I put my hands together in oneness and thank our guest, Muyo Sensei. And I thank all of you for joining us. Have a beautiful day.
I'm unmuting everybody. Oh, well, it's just Muyo Sensei and Sayo left, but that session went pretty well.
I think the sound was okay.
Yeah.
Muyo, you came in real good.
There is a little buzz.
I noticed there was a little buzz in the music near the end of the music. I had to turn the music on and off.
Oh, okay. It didn't automatically come on then, huh?
Yeah, so you physically hit the play button?
Yes.
Okay, I wonder why. Well, I think it's better then to leave it that way, because then you have full control of that option instead of it just going off on its own.
So there was no introductory remarks. It went straight to the music.
Okay, I think because there's two files, so one of them doesn't have the introduction, and the other one does. I have to look and see which one.
Well, it must be the opening message in music that would have your introduction.
It doesn't say that on my screen.
Oh.
It doesn't have that one on there?
I think it's.
Well, now it does.
You got a page down.
Yeah, I did page down. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Next time I could hit that.
Okay, yeah, that one has the just letting people know that they don't have to have, you know, be on the phone and on the internet and have four or five computers running at the same time. But it sounded really clear. I wanted to test it today on my laptop with the wireless, and it was perfect. And today is Oscar Sunday, so I was wondering how.
Oh, that's right.
That was going to affect. But I think everybody right now is at the, you know, beauty parlor and so forth. There's not so much going on. But
yeah.
I'm sure later this evening it's going to start getting a little more hectic out there because everyone's going to want to see if their favorite movie won and so forth.
Yeah. Adobar got it made.
Yeah, I mean, they should just put it as a national holiday because every award shows come out. You know, there should be Super Bowl Sunday, you know, and then Oscar Sunday. The most traffic on the internet next to, like, Christmas and so forth.
Yeah.
That's, say, did you notice that one of the phone numbers was all ones?
You know, did you call in from a landline as well or just from the...
No, I'm on Skype.
Okay.
I figured that out this time.
I wonder what that is. I've seen that before.
Yeah, it was on last week.
Yeah, because normally when somebody dials in, they their number should appear. I'm not sure about the 111.
I wonder if you have blocked your information, if that's what happens.
Oh, it could be. Yeah, if you're calling. Yeah, that I didn't think about that. That could be it. But I can check and see what that
right.
is. So that way.
Because you don't have to really know. I was just curious what that was.
Well, if you click on it and Maybe you could ask that person. Say, who am I? Well, no, you don't. That person won't know you're talking to them.
Yeah.
No, unless you put it on screen. I haven't tried that screen feature yet.
What is that screen feature?
That's when you could only talk to that one person.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Usually the, I guess you could say the co-host, the second person that would, like, call in, can preview. I think they call it the preview option. Like, you pre. Like you can connect with that other, with that specific telephone number in a separate kind of room. And then you can, it's kind of like a preview to see who it is and what their question is for the host and so forth. Mm-hmm. And just to make sure it's not like, you know, someone that's going to get on there and start rambling or going crazy or something.
Does that mean that on my switchboard, that even though that number is muted, Adrienne on her computer could go and screen, or I have to unmute that person on my switchboard?
Well, what you would do is Adrienne Simon from her computer would also have the switchboard.
Okay.
I don't think the person can still be muted, because if you unmute it, then everybody will hear the conversation.
That's right.
So you would just do it. I think you
screen.
Highlight the first
screen.
Line. Yeah, the first line, which would be, let's say, Adrian Sun is the co-producer, and then highlight the other line that you want to kind of screen, and then it would send you automatically into a separate room where you can find out, you know, who is this?
Okay, Adrian. Yeah. So maybe.
Yeah.
That's a good procedure for reassuring the guest.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as the guest comes on, Adrian, you would go to screen on you and the guest, and then, you know, pre-set up everything, assure them that they'll be introduced and all of that, and that they're heard and that they will be live.
If you want, maybe sometime this week we can kind of play around with that, so you can see, you know, how it could be done. We can probably ask Wendy Sensei also to join us, and then we'll just kind of run through, and Koyo Sensei can be, you know, doing like a glimpse, and then you can check out our numbers and see how everything goes. So that way, in the event that you have to use it, it's not something foreign to you, and they'll be like, okay,
mm-hmm.
I got this.
Yeah, sounds good. Okay.
But I don't have to be on the first line of the switchboard, right, to use screen?
I think I saw a tutorial. I think they said that the first line is usually the first line should be the co-host
producer.
Or the producer, because that way you always know that that's your line. But I can check on that. So when we do, if we do a little rehearsal, I can say, no, you don't have to be the line. But technically, anybody that has access to the switchboard should be able to, you know, no matter what line you are, you should be able to link up to that number you want to do the questioning or the reviewing to see who it is.
Yeah. Well, I could try it right now with you. So we should be on mute, and then I do the screen, the two screens.
Right. Yeah. It would be yours, and then you would click on my highlight yours, and then you would click on mine, and that should work.
Okay, but we have to be on mute before we do that.
I think so.
Yeah,
okay,
because then everybody would hear. So if you want to try, I don't have the switchboard on, so I can't see what you're doing, because I had to use my, I'm using my own, so that way I wouldn't interrupt the broadcast or anything with logging in. Because if I were to log in to Bright Dawn and use Skype, I think it also shows a weird number too. I don't think it shows it as it wouldn't show like Sayo would say some different number. I actually have seen it come up as the 111.
That's right.
When I did that. When I signed in through Bright Dawn and not through my own account.
Oh, that might have been Wendy Sensei then.
Yes, I didn't see her on though this morning on the.
Yeah. That's it. She wasn't on the Sangha site.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, let me try. I'm going to mute you right now. And.
Okay, you're both muted. Hit screen. Oh yeah. It all lit up yellow. And I don't hear anything. Muyo, are you still on, Muyo? I guess Muyo, if he hung up. But his
I'm here.
Okay, yeah, I thought you were.
Yeah.
See? I'm...
I can hear real faint in the background talking on my end.
Oh, that's interesting.
But, you know, that might be because she might be in a room.
Oh, yeah, that's
so,
right. Yeah,
you
yeah.
know, we're hearing the back talk. I got a point before we hang up.
Sure.
Go
ahead.
I'm working on a prototype for a business card for us, for the Senses.
Uh-huh.
And I was going to send it, make a copy of it, send it to you and see, you know, it's going to have the Bright Dawn logo that you sent to Wendy.
Right.
And then at the bottom, it'll say, you know, Bright Dawn Institute for American Buddhism.
Okay.
And then the student's name, you know, and like we say, my name, Sensei, you know, my address and a phone number.
Sounds good.
I'll, you know, we'll make a, I'll scan it and send it to you, and you can, you know, we can do something on the back of the card, you know, with from information, contact,
mm-hmm,
Bright Dawn
mm-hmm.
and everything. But, you know, we got, you know, I don't know what kind of permission we need from the board to use the Bright Dawn logo.
Yeah, well, send it, and then we'll, you know, take a look at it. It sounds like it'll be an okay, very good template.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, and then we'll go from there.
Okay, sounds good.
The other thing is, you want me to send out my Dharma talk today to everybody?
Oh, well.
Please.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Adrian's always collecting, compiling those.
Yeah, I thought, you know, when we have a guest speaker, like, you know, if we were students, we could send it out, and then if you want to send it out to the next class, you have all the emails, and
mm-hmm,
you can
mm-hmm.
just redirect it, and I'll send mm-hmm. it out to our class.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because Saito-san suggested that we make some kind of book or a pamphlet,
sometime in the future,
of all of our Dharma glimpses,
yeah.
or maybe selected ones, and maybe you know, that'd be of interest to people.
Yeah, you know, it's like Mountain and Rivers; they put together Dharma talks, and you know, it can be an online thing, you know, so that way you always have a record. You know, if somebody wants to do a Dharma talk on, like, you know, what you were talking today, interaction, you know, Christian versus, you know, there it would be. You know, mine being water, you know, there it would be. Wendy's being whatever, you know, from last week would be
mm-hmm.
kind of archived.
Different topics, yeah, archived. That's right.
We could just put that on the Ning site.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I will have Jennifer redo it on and we'll get it out today.
Okay.
And next week I will be in Minneapolis with my daughter.
Mm.
So I'll try to listen. If not, I'll just go back on to the following.
Okay. Very good.
Okay. Tell her hello.
Yeah.
Hello, Jennifer.
This was Jennifer's birthday present.
Yeah. Happy birthday to her.
So, I appreciate you letting me do it.
our honor. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to hang up.
Okay, thanks
a lot.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Okay, I'm going to hang up.